This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Organized protests took place throughout Wisconsin and the nation over the weekend. Max Martinson reports.
What do we want?
Back in June, organizers of the No Kings movement held what they called the largest coordinated protest during President Donald Trump's second administration. On Saturday, the No Kings movement was back in full effect, with over 2,600 events occurring across the country in protests of what they call an authoritarian style of government. Civic media personnel were on the ground across the state, documenting protests in major cities as well as smaller communities around the state of Wisconsin. Protesters who attended Saturday's events came from all walks of life. Civic media reporter Lisa Hale spoke with Deb Fenzel from Oshkosh, who joined the No Kings movement for her grandchildren.
Because I feel strongly about doing this for my grandchildren and their rights. I'm not so concerned about me anymore. It may take the rest of my life.
Many protesters from Saturday's events were also part of a younger demographic. Civic media reporter Melissa Kay spoke with Natalie, a high school student from Wisconsin Rapids, who says that she's still proud of her country despite current leadership.
Don't be afraid to show up and be who you are and be proud of your country. I've had times where I'm not as proud of my country, but I have to remember that I'm not proud of the leadership. I am proud of the USA.
Protesters also included public servants such as Dane County Judge Everett Mitchell, Civic Media reporter Sholly Pittman in Madison.
How are you spending your time? Because make no mistake, our time is being stolen with algorithmic precision.
Many of the protests from Saturday's events also included marches and demonstrations, such as in Milwaukee, where thousands took to the streets.
Get up, get down. Milwaukee is a union town.
For Civic Media News, I'm Max Martinson. Lisa Hale, Melissa Kay, Isabella Nieto, Parker Olson, and Sholly Pittman contributed reporting.
Outagamie County Sheriff's officials are trying to identify a suspect who robbed a bank in Bear Creek on Friday. Reports say law enforcement was called to Premier Community Bank for a robbery at about 10:30 a.m. The suspect had fled the scene by the time police arrived. No one was injured and no other details were released. Sheriff John Matz wants to reopen a closed pod at the Winnebago County Jail due to an increase in inmates. The Oshkosh Herald reports that in 2024, the jail averaged 239 inmates, but now houses 275 and is nearing maximum capacity. Matz is asking for over $400,000 in the 2026 budget to reopen Pod C in July, and then $750,000 for 2027. The funds will cover the cost of hiring six new deputies for the jail. C-Pod was closed in 2021, and 10 deputy positions were eliminated at that time. The Wisconsin Division of Criminal Investigation is looking into a Washera County incident on Thursday of last week where a domestic violence call turned deadly. A press release from the Washera County Sheriff's Office says a man fired a weapon at a deputy from inside of a residence. The deputy returned fire. The man then barricaded himself inside of the home while officers tried to negotiate. Officers heard gunshots from the home, and when they entered the house, they found the subject deceased. No officers were injured in the incident. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is requesting nearly $70 million from the state legislature to continue funding SNAP and food share services. Under the new federal budget, states are now responsible for covering 75% of administrative costs for SNAP programs. The new budget also implemented work requirements to qualify for food stamps, adding additional paperwork for the agency to process. The funding would cover federal cuts to the program and hire more staffers to assist residents currently receiving SNAP benefits. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is warning residents about a tax refund text scam. According to the agency officials, residents have reported receiving a text claiming that their tax refund request has been processed and approved over recent weeks. The text claims that the potential victims need to provide their bank account information to receive the tax refund, and that the refund will be forfeited if they don't provide that information.
Officials say the Department of Revenue does not send unsolicited text messages requesting personal information. A bridge built in the 1930s to get across the Mississippi River is closing today and being demolished. Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska has the story.
The bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa south of La Crosse will close permanently on October 20th. The Blackhawk Bridge, also known as the Lansing Bridge, is in the process of being replaced. The bridge, which was built 94 years ago, has been closed twice in the past 2 years for structural issues. Construction on its replacement began 2 years ago and is scheduled to open in 2027. In the meantime, the DOT will be providing free car ferries to cross the Mississippi River, while heavier truck traffic will need to use the posted detour through Prairie du Chien a half hour south.
Find out more details on the project on both the Wisconsin and the Iowa DOT websites.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Packers beat the Cards.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers held on to win last night 27-23 over the Cardinals. The road trip began with a five-hour flight delay when the team plane had mechanical problems on the ground in Green Bay. Matt LaFleur.
From the moment we got on the trip, nothing seemed to go right to in game. There was a lot of things that didn't go right, but the guys kept battling, and that's what it takes in this league.
Packers running back Josh Jacobs had 13 carries for 55 yards, scoring twice, including the winning touchdown, despite dealing with the flu and a calf injury.
They really didn't really want me to play today. It was one of them things where I kind of had to convince them. You also got to know who you're talking to. I'm one of them guys, man, if I feel like I can spin and I'm not going to hurt the team by trying to, play, then I'm going to go out there and give it everything I got.
College football, the Badgers losing to Ohio State 34-0. A report says if Wisconsin decides to fire Luke Fickell, they would owe the coach $25 million in a contract buyout. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM.